The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. In this podcast, Pete Crisco of CBSSports.com, who covers the NFL, huddles with Mark Vandermeer of Sports Radio 610. And Mark got Pete's take on how the Texans stack up in the NFL landscape this year.
Pete Crisco is going to join us here live from Texans Saints practice. You've read his stuff. You know who he is. And we appreciate you joining us. Pete, Mark Vandermeer, Adam Clanton, how are you doing today?
Good guys. How are you? My pleasure.
All right. Well, it's great to see you. Your thoughts so far? You were here yesterday, right?
Yes,
checking things out. It's kind of a two for one when you get to watch two teams practice like this.
Thank you.
Your thoughts on some of the things you're seeing so far?
Well, you know, I think this Texans team is very interesting. When I look at them, I think they're going to be a better football team.
Mm-hmm.
But does it translate to the record? That's the important thing.
Yeah.
You know, because the division is brutal. Let's face it. I mean, you know, I've seen the Colts, I've seen the Titans, I've seen the Jaguars on this trip, and the Colts and Titans are going to be good football teams again. The Jaguars, I'm not so sure, but the Texans and the Jaguars always play, you know, really close games and good games. So it's a tough division. For the Texans to get to the next level, 4-2 in the division has to be a possibility, and I'm not sure they can get there.
Well, you've mentioned seeing some of the other teams. I want to ask you about that in a few moments here. But when you talk offensively with the Texans, they have great weapons in Andre Johnson, Steve Slayton, Matt Schaub. But I would imagine from your perspective, it's, you know, do they improve in the turnover department? Does Schaub stay healthy? Those questions, we all have them, and you have to have the same ones, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I think Schaub is the question. It's a quarterback league. You know, the quarterbacks drive this league. If you don't have one, they expose your ills. If you have one, they cure them. Last year, at the end of last season, he looked like he was curing them. Now, does that carry over? And I think it does. I think Matt Schaub's a good football player. I really do. I don't know if he's a great football player, but I think he's a good football player, and he is plenty capable of making plays down the field in the passing game, which you have to do in the modern NFL. So I think they're okay there as long as he stays on the field. I think offensively, there's going to be really, I think they're good. That for the first time ever, we can say tackle to tackle, they're going to be good on the offensive line. They can run the ball. You know, Walter and Johnson and that group, I think the third receiver is kind of up in the air. Daniels, but I think all in all, the offense is going to be fine. I go to the other side of the ball. That's where my concern is, particularly in the back, and I think everybody knows that.
Yeah, in the secondary, are they thick enough to do something special back there? But pass rush, they've improved it. Mario Williams is who he is. They drafted Connor Barwin. I want to get your thoughts on him, second-round pick out of Cincinnati, and also what effect Cushing could have. He's not healthy right now, so you won't see him Saturday.
See, I love Cushing. I loved him coming out of USC. I thought he was the best of that group for a long time. He could play with his hand on the ground at USC. He did, and he's a good linebacker. I think their front seven, if Okoye takes his game to the next level, and I think that's the important thing. He had a regress last year. He wasn't the same player he was as rookie. And I know he's still a kid, but I want to see fire. I don't think there's fire in that belly, and he's got to show that to really help them inside. If he goes to the next level, and Antonio Smith, who they overpaid for, let's face it, they paid a lot of money for Antonio Smith for a guy that didn't get a lot of sacks in his career. But they need that other presence on the other side. And Barwin, like you mentioned, comes in, and he's another pass rusher. I think the front seven's fine. It's just those guys in the back.
Can Antonio Smith be that presence, though? Because a lot of people are skeptical about that, especially with the money that they gave him, because he doesn't have the big, gaudy numbers coming in. But they think that, you know, the compliment to Mario is what they're more looking for than anything else.
Well, at least they did something right by paying an ascending player. You know,
right.
A lot of times these guys in this league, they get caught up in names and they
right.
pay a guy going on the other way. This guy's at least going that way. Can he give him 12, 13 sacks? Probably not. Can he give him 8 or 9? Yeah, I think he can give him 8 or 9.
And that's going to, you were talking about the secondary looking better. Speaking of that situation, what are your thoughts on the Dante Robinson, you know, the franchise situation and that whole mess? It's been kind of a cloud hanging over camp here, and they're obviously going to need him even more now with Jock Reeves going down.
Yeah, and he'll play. I mean,
right.
obviously he's going to play. Nobody leaves $9.5 million on the table. So he'll play. It's just a matter of how much does missing camp set him back. He knows the system. He's familiar with the guys. So it hurts him a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. As long as he's here and playing. Now, the issue is, does the contract affect him? But if he's smart, it doesn't. He goes in and plays and gets a big deal because eventually they'll pay him.
Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, joining us at Texans Saints practice here on Sports Radio 610. Going into next year, we have two players, DeMeco Ryans and Owen Daniels, who have contract differences with the team. They're restricted free agents, so they're under contract. But next year, they're likely to remain restricted free agents. What are your thoughts on the CBA? What's going to happen come March and into the future? When does this thing get resolved, and do we have a work stoppage event?
I don't think we'll have a work stoppage. Too many people are making money. The league's making money. The networks are making money. The teams are making money, contrary to what they try and portray it at, as in the players are making money. So why would you, ruin that? Why would you put any damper on the chance of the NFL doing what it does, which is the most popular league in all of sports by far and away? So I think, and I'm in the negative on this. I think smart minds will get into a room, they'll come to an agreement, and they will not have a work stoppage. Now, when does that get done? You know, that's the issue, because the negotiations are always tough like this, because this is going to lock you in for, five, six, seven, 8 year period. So you have to get it right. So I think the negotiations will be tough. And right now you're hearing, oh, well, work stoppage over here, work stoppage, they're going to lock us out. That's all negotiating, and they'll eventually get this thing done.
Titans, Colts, you said you saw them. Tell us about the Colts. We were talking about them earlier. There's some signs of the alarm being sounded along that offensive line, but it is early. They've never been a great preseason team, really.
Yeah, they've been an awful preseason team, and the offensive line, my take on it is they've never been really that good on the offensive line. Manning makes those guys better, get the ball out. Last year they didn't run the ball because they were banged up early in the season. But those guys, whether it's Tony Hugo or Charlie Johnson or whoever, or Deem or whatever, guard Pollock or whoever plays in there, the way they play their offensive linemen, and with Howard Mudd coaching them, they can get by with who's ever in there. I don't think that's right. The worry. The worry to me is the defensive injuries. Bethea and Sanders and those guys, and now Raheem Brock has a broken arm. Those guys all have to be on the field. But if they're on the field and Manning's still upright, they're still one of the better teams in the league.
Thoughts on the Titans?
Better than I thought they were. I thought when I went there that they might be the regress team. That they might, because of the style of play that they use, they play such ball control, and everything has to go right for that style to work if you don't make big plays in the passing game. But they've upgraded their passing game. Nate Washington significantly better than what they thought he was. They thought he was a vertical guy. He does a lot of crossing routes, and he's, I talked to Courtland Finnegan about him. He says he's significantly better than they thought he was. They've added the tight end, the kid out of South Carolina, Jared Cook, is going to be a big playmaker for him. So offensively, they're going to be better. Defensively, everybody says, well, they lost Haynesworth. They rotate guys in there, and they're quick. I'll tell you one thing. When you're at their camp, they're quick to point out he only played 50% of the snaps for them. They bang that number off real quick.
Wow. All right, Pete. Thanks a lot for being
sure,
with
no
us.
Sure, no problem.
Enjoy practice. Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, joining us at Texan Saints here at the Methodist Trading Center. Goodbye.